Well, another one of NASCAR's all-time greats is leaving the sport. That's where we'll start today's Buzzcast for Thursday, November 21st. I'm Josh Carpenter. That's right, you all know it by now. Seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson announced yesterday afternoon that next season will be his last driving full-time in NASCAR's Cup Series. Johnson has not won a race since the middle of the 2017 season and did not qualify for NASCAR's postseason this year, but it still will leave another big void for the sport as it transitions to a new era. It's important to note Johnson is only retiring from full-time driving in NASCAR, so we're likely to see him there, and we also could see him driving in other racing series in the future, as he has expressed interest in road racing as well as IndyCar. One other thing I'll be looking for is if Johnson could make a move from the track into the broadcasting booth. Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. have both been extremely successful in their own transitions from racing in recent years, and someone as well-spoken as Johnson has to get a look from the networks, in my opinion, if he's interested in that. We'll shift over to baseball, as Orlando Magic co-founder Pat Williams yesterday started a bid to bring an MLB team to Orlando by unveiling a potential logo and a potential name for the franchise, and it's an interesting one, the Orlando Dreamers. Williams said the team name is in tribute to Orlando visionaries like Walt Disney and Arnold Palmer, and made it clear that the DeVos family, which owns the Orlando Magic, had nothing to do with his own MLB effort. Williams did take shots at other Florida major league markets like Tampa and Miami, saying the sport has not worked in those cities, but also admitted that luring a franchise to Orlando would be a years-long process. A Major League Baseball rep would not comment on the situation, but remember that Commissioner Rob Manfred has repeatedly said that expansion won't be considered until the ballpark situations in both Tampa and Oakland are cleared up. Williams said he has not spoken to Major League Baseball on the possibility, but did leave a, quote, thorough message, end quote, for Manfred yesterday. It'll be interesting to see how this develops over the coming weeks and months. Shifting to the ice, a big change in Toronto as the Maple Leafs parted ways with coach Mike Babcock just over a month into the NHL season yesterday. The Leafs have been in a free fall lately, losing five straight and falling well out of playoff contention as they look to break that long Stanley Cup drought that's now at more than 50 years. The move to fire Babcock comes less than 5 years into an eight-year deal, and it shows the team is now officially in the hands of 33-year-old GM Kyle Dubas, who took over operations from Lou Lamoriello about 18 months ago. Coaching aside from Babcock, some are already placing blame on Dubas' shoulders for the Leafs' performance, as he spent about 50% of the Leafs' salary cap on four players. So still a long way to go in this NHL season, and we'll be watching to see if Dubas, President Brendan Shanahan, and the Maple Leafs can turn it around. So a busy day across sports business on this Thursday, November 21st. That'll wrap things up for me, Josh Carpenter. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.